Praise the
Lord,
everybody. Welcome to you. I was saying from the block, and I do thank God for all of us on the front line today. I've discovered that God's people can pray together, and we can praise together. And oh, my God, what they did throughout the weekend was just tremendous. I praise God together and pray together. God bless you. I just want you to know that we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just are so honored that you are here. God bless all of you. And so that we are welcoming you to pray with us and to help us to pray with the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you because we're more than conquerors through you. We can do all things through you, Lord. You give us the strength. Thank you because you make us victorious and you bless us to come out of every trial and tribulation. Thank you for the testing ground and for all that you do. Thank you for making the people on this line successful and for making them prosperous. And we just praise you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. We ask that you bless every person on here, Lord. Oh, God, people have gotten up for you. They want to give you praise. They want to give you glory. They want to give you adoration. We appreciate what you've already done. We appreciate what you're going to do, and we appreciate what you're doing right now. Oh, God, thank you for making new ways out of no ways. Thank you for opening new doors. Thank you for setting new goals for our lives. Thank you for new futures and for new horizons. Thank you for giving new jobs and for blessing with promotions and everything that people need. Oh God, you're just so wondrous and so amazing. You're just so astounding and so ultra awesome. Yes, God, you are our leaning post when we're falling down. And you're everything that we need. Oh my. You are our troubleshooter. Yes, God, you are our troubleshooter. And everything we can name, you are everything to us. To find out even that amazing grace on Sunday that through the word of God, you are everything that we need. Thank you for it. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless these folks. Amen. Bless them with financial blessings. I want you to bless them, Lord, because the enemy is trying not to bless them and not doesn't want them to be blessed. You are the blesser. I'm asking you to bless them in the finances. Loose their finances in the name of Jesus from the bonds of the enemy. Lord, those who have red tape blocking their finances, I'm asking you to deliver them from that in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to release monies that are being held up to them. Release some unexpected checks to the people. Release inheritances and release money owed. And release pension checks that are held up. Release financial chunks of money to the people, I pray. And release disability checks. Some people are just held up because of that. And I want you to release their governmental checks. Release IRS checks. And release support to the church. And release their tithes and offerings. Release IRS debt. And I'm asking you to make these people debt-free. I don't know why you have me praying for finances today, but somebody needs this, and I want to thank you in advance for doing it. Make a way, Lord, out of no way. Somebody has their back against the wall, and God, I just want you to bless them in the name of Jesus. You are the blesser. Some people have it confused. You are the blesser. And God, you deserve to be at the top of everyone's priority list because what we have, you gave us. And who we are, you made us. where we come from, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. The shoes on our feet, you blessed us with. The clothes on back, you blessed us, Lord. Every job, you blessed us to get. And we just praise you and give you adoration for everything that you've done. Now we ask for forgiveness for every sin from every person, sins of omission and sins of commission. You've been so mighty wonderful already, but we ask those things in the name of Jesus. Bless every participant on the line today. Your victory in Jesus, and a Savior forever. Thank you for him who went to Calvary and shed his blood on Calvary. And God, he made it so accessible for us to make heaven our home and gave us eternal life through Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus, and for everything that you've done. Now, we bless you today in the name of Jesus. Give you all the glory, all of the adoration, all of the praise belongs to you. And we thank you once again and again and again and again. I want to thank you for how you blessed the bog line. And Lord, even how I try to get on there and the line then is full, completely full. And I want to just thank you for how you blessed it and for how you blessed this prayer line. God, you're mighty, mighty, mighty wonder. You're working a mighty wonder in our souls. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And amen, amen, yes, amen, 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 amen. God bless all of y'all. And good morning, my mother taught me. She said, son, when you come in the room, speak. Amen. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to you. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to everybody on here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My God. That was my training. She said, now speak, son, when you come in the room. So I got it from her. Amen. Remembered her all over the weekend. Amen. Some things she taught me. But she said, people ought to speak back to you when you speak. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the way I was trained. And let me try that again. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. He came in the room even when I was praying. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And the Lord revealed something to me about our church this weekend. He said, son, he was showing me, just like I went up to Connecticut and I was there before. I went up there for Mrs. Moles, Bishop Kenneth Moles, his wife brought me up there in a concert, I mean. Yeah. And that's Bishop Moles. He's deceased now, but he was the one who started that praise. Oh, 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 oh. He's the one who started that, Bishop Moles. And that has been all across the country and the world. And then he said, I'm showing you this time because that's the home of that praise up there. And then he said, but you got something that, well, not just one thing, but several things that you started. And Amazing Grace, he said, is the home. And also the prayer line is the home or the praise check. Amen. If you hear this, it started right at Amazing Grace, and it started also right here on this prayer line when you say praise check. Somebody got it wrong. Say, well, everybody got a praise. We don't need to have no praise check. But they don't understand. Praise check is not to see who has a praise, because everybody has a praise. God's been good to everybody. But a praise check is really to see what level your praise is on. I told him yesterday, when if the Lord hadn't done anything for you, you sit there and you don't say nothing. Yeah. Or if he hadn't done much for you, as you think, your praise is pretty low. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But for folks who have been at death's door, I'm talking to somebody on this line, and for folks who have been so down until it was so hard to get up, and for folks who've had bills stacked so high you couldn't see over them, and God helped you through, and for folks who have been so depressed you didn't know what to do, and so stressed out you didn't know what to do, but God brought you out. When I say praise check and amazing grace, they just go crazy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise. Because they've been at death's door. I really gave an example at Amazing Grace Sunday. I was at the hospital when one of my members was laying there, and I was talking to her. And all of a sudden, no response. I was sitting right there talking to her, no response. And I said something again, and she didn't respond. I said something again, she didn't respond. And then I got up and went over close to her. I called her name, and she didn't respond. I took my hand, put it on her head, and her head was getting cold. Her shoulder was already getting cold. And I called her name, and she didn't respond. And I went outside of the hall and called the nurse, shouted, "Nurse!" I mean, just, and the nurse ran in and checked her, and all of a sudden they called Code Blue. I was sitting right there, Code Blue, and that's when 12 or 15 doctors and nurses filled the room up and started using that, what is it, methylate, whatever you call it, and shocked her. And I was outside the room. They put everybody out, and I was out there rebuking death, rebuking death. And when I said, "Praise Check Sunday," that girl went crazy. She went to praising God, so thank you, Jesus. She didn't care who saw or who heard her, because she had experienced where God brought her out like never before. And I want to say to y'all, this line is open for anybody to praise him like he's brought you out. And when I say praise check, it's just to see what level your praise is on. You got to praise whether you open your mouth or not. You certainly got one. Because he's done at least 7,000 things for you. Since I last heard you, he's done way more than 7,000. Yeah, he let your heart beat at least 1,000 times since last night, and let you breathe at least 1,000 times since last night, and I could go on. And so a praise check is to see if you realize how good God is and what level your praise is on. God bless you. And this prayer line is the home. Amazing Grace, and this prayer line is the home of the praise check. I'm decreeing that today. Come on. Let's praise God, and let's do it right now. Praise check, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. We give you the praise. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you've done for us. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your holy name. God, you've been so good to us. And we thank you, Lord. And bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Thank God.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Amen. And amen. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Good morning to you. And, we want to get our praise checks and our prayer requests today. I'm just hopefully all of you got your bills together by now. I gave it a little bit more time, and hopefully tomorrow, the Lord says the same. I plan to present all of your bills to the Lord. Get them together. Some of you didn't get the request. We ask you to go looking for every bill you got. I don't care how big it is. Go looking for it. I'll tell you one thing. It might be big, but it ain't bigger than God. No, it's not bigger than God. Get every bill you got and put it together and put it in a very logical manner. And I want you to bring it to the prayer line. Amen. Hopefully tomorrow God will release me to do that tomorrow. And then another thing I want to announce to you, and I want to thank Sister Victoria. I'll get her last name in just a minute. But thank you, Sister Victoria. God bless you. I want to ask everyone, beginning today, this day, and all week long, to Sunday coming up, from Monday to Sunday, I believe that's 7 days. I want to have 7 days of praise. Amen. 7 days of praise. I don't want us to ask him for nothing. Amen. So I'll come on my prayer. It would be my goal to just basically lead us in praise and thank him for what he's doing. Oh, my God. Amen. I want you to go with me on the 7 days of praise. 7 days of praise. We just want to praise him on the prayer line. Amen. If I'm not here one day, and I plan to be here, but if I'm not, whoever takes it, just lead them in our praise. Amen. And I want you to try it. 7 days of praise. If you need something, just praise him for it. Amen. If you have a request, just praise him in advance in the name of Jesus. If you're sick with cancer, I want you to praise him and thank him for the cancer. If you're sick with diabetes, I want you to praise him for the diabetes. I'm going to have 7 days of just praise in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know he's going to do something because he inhabits the praises of his people. And whenever he's in the room, everything is subject to him. So that's what I'm declaring today, Monday through this coming Sunday, 7 days of praise. Thank you, Sister Rollins. God bless you. Don't forget, the Lord led us on this 40-day fast. I know what the word says, he that fasteth in secret, but I feel like I'm fasting in secret because you all are part of me and I'm a part of you. And so I want to open it up so we can be on with one accord. Amen. Those who desire to be. Now, we started, this is the eighth day today. If I'm right about that, I think I am. Eighth day today. And you want to join us today? Fine. We're fasting from 12 midnight to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's about 15 to 16 hours. That's a pretty good fast. Amen. The 3 o'clock in the afternoon, don't eat or drink. You can eat after 3 o'clock. Amen. At 12 o'clock, we start again from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And ask God for what you will. I know my request before him, but you can make a request and let it be, you know, for anything that the Lord lays on your heart in the name of Jesus. All right. Hopefully all minds are clear. Any questions about the fast? Any questions about the 7 days of praise? The line is open to you for any questions. Thank you. All right. God bless all of you. Amen. Let's get some praise reports. Oh, my God, the Lord bless so with amazing grace. But I try my best to be like the Holy Ghost. He's a gentleman. Amen. He's not going to force you to let him in. No, if you want him, you have to want the Holy Ghost more than anything in the whole wide world. I guess that's the Holy Ghost wanting me to teach on him, and I'll try to do it sometime this week as we're praising God and thanking God for the Holy Ghost. All right, let's get some praise reports and thank him for his goodness and kindness. All right, who on this line? Who would like to tell of the goodness of Jesus, what he's done for you? Amen. You owe him that. As good as he's been to you. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 105, I believe, make known his deeds among the people. There's a reason why he asked you to tell it. Because he wants to let somebody else know that if God did it for you, he can also do it for them. Just like what you guys say, amen, like me, rich undone. If God can save me, I know he can save anybody. And so that's why God wants you to tell him his goodness. Tell him his goodness. So people can get the faith to believe him for a blessing and for a miracle for them. Who on the line has the praise report? If so, I want to hear it. The line is open to you. I'm going to ask you to give your praise report. And then if you would open the line for others to give their praise report, I'd appreciate it. All right, who's the first one? The line is open to you.
Thank God this morning. Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for being alive this morning, and I'm sure that everybody on the prayer line has some type of praise report because God has been good to us. And we are one waiting on the other one, I guess, this morning. But thank God that he is good. And he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. And I am grateful this morning that he has let me woke up without a pain, although I sweated all night. And if it's the Lord doing his work for me, I am grateful. God is good. And I am praising him because his name is wonderful and he means so much to me. And I thank him. And at this time, I want to know who have a praise report. And we want to come on. If you got it and you want to give it, do it so we can get it back to the ambassador.
All right,
who has this is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for the service that we had at Amazing Grace on yesterday. The Lord that my daughter got up and did a little inspiration on yesterday. And I thank the Lord that I got a chance to go see my Aunt Maddie and how she's doing yesterday. And I just ask the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. Who'll be the next one?
Thank you.
Come on with your praise report like when you would say, come on with your testimonies like popcorn. Come on and give us your praise report this morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. I thank God for the services on yesterday. It was Youth Sunday at Amazing Grace, and I thank God for the young people, for the growth, just month to month, just seeing more and more growth, and the prayer and the inspirational messages and the little kids reading the scripture. I thank God for the young folks. I thank God. I was going to give a praise report on last week of on the youth prayer line. We had what we called our boys. There were young men that we would call out. All of them were incarcerated with the exception of one that was looking for really good employment. And I thank God that on last week, the last of those young men, Mr. Yarbrough, was released from jail. And I thank God for that. I thank God for what he's doing in the community of Amazing Grace, because I can just feel something in the air that's getting ready to happen in that area. I thank God for it. I thank God for the wonderful word that the pastor brought on yesterday. We had to visit another church, and the Lord blessed there also. Keep blessing.
Bless you, Ambassador Hodges. It's wonderful. We'll be the next one.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Digby, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Mother Wilson, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for coming into my life and saving me and filling me with his Holy Ghost and keeping me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. The Lord has blessed me with healed my body so many times, my children, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for the beautiful service we had at our church on yesterday, because our pastor had a quadruple bypass. But on yesterday, he was able to preach, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I just thank and praise the Lord for my pastor, of a beautiful pastor, and I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for this prayer line because this is such a beautiful prayer line. I just feel like you all are my other family, and I thank and praise the Lord for you.
God bless you. That's so wonderful, and we will continue to pray for you, Pastor. Who'll be the next one? How many more you want me to get, Dr. John?
I'd like to have about three or four more. Like the people who, I know this is Monday, and a lot of times people had a long weekend, but that's no reason to really boycott the Lord. Amen. He blessed you to have that weekend. Why don't we open it up for you? Why don't you wake up here and give your praise report now? I'm just looking to hear it, your praise report. Okay. Back in your hands, Mother Wilson.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Lake Cobb in Texas, area code 832. I thank the Lord for this another ultra awesome day. And I believe I give an honor to him and to Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and
yes,
to
ma'am.
You. But anyway, I believe I had asked y'all to pray for my newfound daughter, my daughter-in-law. I call her my daughter because God sent her to us. And her dad had went in for a physical, and they rushed into the hospital, did emergency surgery. Well, they wanted to do another surgery because that one didn't work, but his wife wanted a second opinion. Well, he did have that surgery, and they found him to have his arteries 90%. They were closed up. He came through that. I believe I asked the Lord and y'all to pray for him. He came through that surgery, and they say his heart is better than what he was when he went into the surgery. So thank you for your prayers. I love you all, and y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, man, that's a wonderful praise report. Continue to make your praise report. Who will be the next one? Is there another
one? Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Gary Hall. It is Happy Monday. Hallelujah. I just want to, I'm so thankful to be on the First Fruits Prayer Line. Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson prayed for my father. He's the type of man that never goes to the doctor. And he was fighting it. He ended up going to the hospital, but he was only there for a few days. And I just thank the Lord that he came out on Friday, and he has some concerns because he's had three brothers to pass of cancer as well as a nephew, and so that was his main concern, but there is no cancer in his body. He did have a clogged artery in his neck, and they've given him blood thinners. He had two previous mini strokes, which he was not aware of. He knew something was wrong, but he was being secretive, so I just thank the Lord that he was able to listen to his family, to his children, and go ahead and go to the hospital, and all is well. So I just thank the Lord on today.
Thank the Lord, Sister Gary Hall. That's wonderful. Where's the next one? I believe this is the third one.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning.
God bless y'all. I just want to thank God that for letting me see another day, and I had a great weekend. I gave two people the praise report. I mean the prayer line number this weekend. So I just want God has blessed me so much just this year, and I want to thank Him for all He's done for me. And I want to thank all of y'all on the prayer line. I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
That's so wonderful. We thank God for you. Continue on to give people the prayer line number.
Yes, God ma'am, bless. I sure will.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Praise God. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for my life, health, and strength. Thank God for all that He's done for me, for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind with activities of my limbs. I do not find that to be a small thing, but I thank God it's a God thing. that he has continued to give us mercy. So his mercy endures forever. And I just thank God because he keep on doing great things for me. I thank you and each and every one for the prayers. For my cousin Carolyn, she was released from the hospital, and she's at home. And that's a miracle in itself because her brother told me that she did stop breathing. And she kept complaining about her chest and stuff and stomach hurting so well. That was because they did CPR and all that on her. That's why she was so sore. Didn't know it at the time that I visited with her. But I thank God because he is God. And he's a true and a living God, and he is a healer. I just thank the Lord for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, for your prayers and each and every one. I thank him for how God continue to bless my mother, continue to bless my husband and the rest of our family. I just praise God. Continue to be blessed on today.
God bless you, Johnson. This is wonderful. Dr. Johnson, is that the last one?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Eddie. I appreciate God, and I appreciate God in you all.
Thank you so much. And, those are wonderful, what I call praise reports, testimonies, whatever y'all want to call them. Amen. But we are thankful for that. Now, I want to also remind everybody that Wednesday, this is the last Wednesday of the month coming up, and we want to have our all-night study. And for those folks who want to do it, it'll be open to you. Amen. I love it myself because it's kind of like we're the line is on this fast 40 days, and then we're thanking God these 7 days of praying. And then we're going to have our all-night session, and God is going to do something. Oh, if I were you, I heard that song, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. That's my prayer. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. That's one of my prayers. Amen. So we're going to maybe, I don't know if they want to do it today at the close, but get ready if you want to be a part of helping to host that all-night shut-in. It will be available. Sometimes it's still available for you. I mean, if you want to make a sacrifice and just lead people in prayer during that 30 minutes or hour, it will be open to you. God bless you. We'll try to mention that at the close as we close here. I want to ask for those who need prayer. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. So if you need prayer, we're certainly open for that. We want to pray for you. We believe that God can do miracles. Now, we're not excluding the doctor, because God can move through the doctor. But I want to give you all, one of my sons say the other day, I'm evaluating all my options. Yeah, I want to give you the option. Now, you have the option of going to the doctor. Amen. God can use the doctor's hand. But if you go in there for about a week, your bill is probably going to be $10,000, maybe $20,000. If you stay in there for a month, your bill is going to be about $100,000. Now, you have the option of whether you want to get the bill of $100,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or believe God for a miracle. It's up to you. I mean, I'm believing God for a miracle. That's what I'm doing. So it's up to you. God bless you. But anybody who wants to ask for a miracle, I serve a God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. He can do that. And he is a miracle-working God. I'm a proponent of miracles because I received several myself. I know what God can do. still give the testimony about how I had asthma all my life up to the point when God, I was blowing my horn with asthma, trying to catch my breath. And while I was blowing Amazing Grace, and also Only What You Do for Christ Will Last, blew it till I fell out, fainted on my bed. But when I came to, I heard this voice in my head saying, Bernard, check your lungs now. And when I checked my lungs, that asthma that I had for every day for 17 years was completely gone. And for myself, I experienced it for myself. I had asthma every day, 2 and 3, 4 times a day asthma attacks. But when I checked my lungs, after the Holy Ghost told me, check your lungs, son, and that asthma was gone, and I have never had it again since that day. So I know he can do miracles. And if you have a prayer request, this is the time to make it known. The line's open to you. Anybody?
Yes, and I have requests. Dr. Dick's niece-in-law has breast cancer, and they want to do the advocacy on both of them. She's in Dallas. Her name is, I believe it's Diggs. I know she's a Diggs. And they want to do surgery. I'm requesting prayer for her. And I'm also requesting prayer for my sister, Marty. They had sent her back to the hospital for her kidneys. They thought they had failed, but they were already kind of bad. They said it was about the same as they were when they put her in rehab. But we're requesting prayer for her also. And don't forget about me.
All right. All right, this is Brother Wilson, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got it. And we certainly will pray. Oh, my God, I feel the anointing. That God's going to do something special here today. It might be Dr. Diggs' niece with that cancer. Amen. I don't know what God's going to do. Cancer. Amen. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucia.
Be a professional. Hello?
Yes. Sister Lucia, go ahead.
I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I'm going to the doctor this morning to see about my eyes. My eyes keep on hurting real bad and running. And I'm asking the saints to pray that everything with my eyes is okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, anyone else?
Hi, this is LaShonda in Kansas City. I'm just asking for prayer as I go to court again with my son this morning at 9:30, and I'm just asking for prayer.
Your son will pray for you. Ask that the outcome be a blessing and favorable in your favor.
Yeah.
Okay?
I receive it.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas again. And my friend, Pat Jones, her son-in-law is going to have surgery. And his first name is Joe. And I do not remember his last name. So,
you said Doug?
Pardon me?
You said Doug? Is it his first name?
No, Joe.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And then yesterday on my way from church, I had to witness an accident. It was a pretty bad accident, and the guy was bleeding from the side of his head, and I told him, you know, not to touch it and wait for the paramedics to get there, and I tried to keep him calm, and there was other people around, too, so I just want to pray that he will be okay.
Okay, the guy that was in the accident.
Pardon me?
The one who was in the accident, and that's who we're praying for. I just want to know.
Yeah, I didn't catch his name, but I just want to pray that he's okay today.
Okay. All right. Let's see now. One, two, three. All right. Anybody else?
Hey, man, this is Ambassador Rick Johnson in Texas. I'm requesting prayer for one of our sisters that was in the church. Asked that we would pray for her. Her name is Sister Jackson. I believe they said she is having 20%, only 20% of her heart. The rest of it is blocked. And we're just asking God for a miracle that he would touch and heal her.
All right. I'll take one more prayer request, one more. Anybody else? All right, God bless all of you. Thank God for you. Does anyone feel led to pray this morning? Anyone? God told me the prayer warriors on here. I'm opening up for you. Anyone want to pray? You say, well, I didn't get all the names, but pray a general prayer if you're going to pray. Anyone? All right, let's pray. All right, you're going to pray? I heard you.
Amen. It's Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I didn't get the names, but I will pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, God, for all that you've done, thanking you, God, for being just who you are. But, Lord, the prayer requests that have already been submitted, you heard them as they were made. And we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Set free and make whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, you hear every prayer request that was made. You knew it, God, before we ever said it. And we ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that you would meet the needs of your people. Bless in a special way, oh God. Open doors that are closed in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal bodies that are sick. Oh, God, bind the enemy on every hand. Touch, heal, and deliver on this morning. Lord, we lift up the issues that are before us. You see each and every one in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we connect together, where you said in your word, where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, that you are God in the midst. You are in our midst today, Lord, and we thank you for it. And we ask that you would work miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you are a miracle-working God. Now do it for us, Lord, in your name. Heal the bodies, God, that are sick. Heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even the ones that are in the accident. Lord, you're able to heal and let them know that it's you that did it. God, do it in your name. Work miracles in the body, from the crown of their heads, Lord, to the sole of their feet. Open the doors, oh God. When you hear the requests that have been made before you, touch in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will bless the leaders on today. Remember Chief Ambassador Johnson and Dr. Betty Johnson. Remember them in a special way, God. You know the desires of their hearts, oh God. You know their needs, Lord. Make ways in the name of Jesus. Bless the children and the grandchildren, Lord, in a special way. The ministry that you've given, God, continue to bless, continue to strengthen, continue to make whole. Oh, God, broaden the vision and let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being just who you are. Bless them in a special way. Oh, God, you know each request that they put before you. Bless, Lord, and make ways. Open doors in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you're God, and we just reverence you on today. We reverence you for being who you are. You're God Almighty, and we praise you because you're worthy of every praise. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to strengthen. Oh, God, we lift up our hands, oh, God, in the sanctuaries where we are, because you are worthy of every praise, and we thank you for it. And we praise God for everything. Amen.
Oh, my God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to just, Lord, may I just add to that prayer and thank you for that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Ambassador Nick Johnson down there in Texas. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for Dr. Diggs. And thank you for her niece, Lord, in Dallas, who has cancer.